Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a special Christmas edition,
the drama
of the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and
me, Chris Barrow.
Woo!
It's Christmas!
Christmas!
Woo! Yeah, it's been an interesting year.
Interesting, difficult, but I got you. Oh. I got you, babe. We got married this year.
I know. That seems a long time ago now.
A long time ago.
Well, I thought we'd do a Christmas special just to cheer everyone up.
Yeah.
I've got a present for you.
What?
Because it's Christmas, right? So we got each other presents. Pink wrapping paper and everything.
Oh, thank you.
I know you'd
so
like it.
Thoughtful.
So this is obviously my gift to you. So let me just... There you go. And also, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've actually asked for this on the podcast.
God, how did you wrap this? What is it?
I know how much you love Crash Bandicoot. So I got
you. This?
If you remember, you said that you wanted a Crash Bandicoot plushie for our Christmas special.
He's adorable.
So that's my present to you. And obviously, so your present to me, what did you get? Don't just look around the room.
A cracker.
A cracker. A Christmas cracker.
Christmas cracker. Come on, then.
I'll take it then. Okay, come on.
Ready?
Yeah, come on.
Don't cheat.
Oh,
yeah!
I always lose. Merry Christmas. I'm going to have a Christmas spirit now.
Do you want to hear the joke?
Go on, then.
Why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's cold?
Because it's too far to walk. Ba-dum-tsh. Anyway.
So anyway, we have got some things that we've genuinely planned for this episode.
Yeah, that's right. You're finding out later on, aren't you, Chris, about a film that's been made entirely in the Unreal Engine called Gods of Mars.
I've known about the Unreal Engine as a game engine. About 15 years ago, I played this game called Unreal Tournament. And I spent hundreds of hours playing this video game. It's a first-person shooter game. It's fun. And I never thought it was going to eventually become a cinematic tool.
We review the big release, Cyberpunk.
And our little Christmas helper, Alex Rhodes, will be joining us later on in the programme.
You're a dentist to all the Christmas figures of your childhood and beyond. So you get to pull the rotting teeth out of Santa's mouth. Oh, yes.
Subscribe so you get every single episode. Just search for the Naked Gaming Podcast on Twitter, Instagram.
iTunes as well, of course. You can subscribe there. Leave us a Christmas review. And let's start off with the gaming news. Here's Lee Milner.
Cyberpunk 2077 has been removed from the PlayStation Store until further notice. After the game was released earlier this month, players reported glitches, bugs, and exceptionally slow frame rates. So Sony decided to take action. Hilariously, the link they tweeted out to customers wanting a refund stopped working for a while. Microsoft are also offering refunds for the game. Meanwhile, Cyberbug 2077 is trending online. We'll be reviewing this game later on in the episode.
Oh, sorry.
The London Underground has temporarily renamed several of its stations in conjunction with the PlayStation 5 release. There's Miles End instead of Mile End, after Spider-Man Miles Morales, the very tenuous Gran Turismo Seven Sisters, and our favourite Ratchet and Clankester Gate. And finally, Nintendo Switch fans have revolted because in a recent update, Nintendo added a new online icon to the dashboard. It's the only one with a red background, so it kind of looks out of place. Why would you do that?
Thank you, Lee. And I know that you like things to match and be tidy, so that's it's really annoying for people who...
I also like things to be really clean.
Why are you leaning over?
Because we've got loads of rubbish everywhere. Everywhere. It's always... It's literally, I don't know how you do it. I tidy this house and you always seem to manage to mess it up.
It's a good thing I'm editing this episode, so that was the end of that round.
Stop kidding around. Snake?
So my quest to get the PlayStation 5 continues, and I know I haven't told you this yet. I'm delighted to say that I have actually managed to buy a PlayStation 5.
Have you actually? So, really?
Well...
What?
So, it was listed on Amazon for £100.
Right.
It's clear,
it's got to be a mistake.
Clearly a scam.
Yeah.
The buyer on Amazon was called Place a Gift List to get a £25 gift card.
That's his
that's
name.
The name.
The name.
Of the
wow,
seller.
That's a long name.
It's also obviously a fake account, right?
Yeah.
So not legitimate in any way. Today, the item has been dispatched, according to Amazon.
Ooh, I wonder what we're going to get.
And it says it's a PlayStation 5 as good as new. So I'll let you know on the progress of whether I do, in fact, manage to get a PlayStation 5 for £100.
It'd be good if you did.
No. So I can't wait to tell you about this one. This is groundbreaking here.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. Production has just started on the world's first feature-length film to be shot entirely with video game technology. Gods of Mars uses the Unreal Engine, which is normally used to make games like Fortnite, Gears of War. But this time, it's creating all the film's special effects and virtual environments from rocket ships to robots. So it's hoped that this kind of technology could save filmmakers huge amounts of money. Chris, you've been taking a look.
Gods of Mars is a sci-fi epic. Think Star Wars set on the Red Planet. In the first trailer, you can see starships screeching by as the camera pans to the left, revealing Mars. Now, normally this kind of shot would involve a huge team of special effects artists. The big difference here, though, is that in Gods of Mars, all the special effects and outer space backdrops will be generated using the Unreal Engine, which has been developed by Epic Games. Now, this kind of technology has been used before, most recently in Disney's hit series The Mandalorian, but only for certain scenes. This is the first time an entire film is being made using LED walls and environments and objects that have been scanned into the computer. Peter Hayaguchi is the film's director, and he has some experience of using this technology already.
I've known about the Unreal Engine as a game engine. About 15 years ago, I played this game called Unreal Tournament. And I spent hundreds of hours playing this video game. It's a first-person shooter game. It's fun. And I never thought it was going to eventually become a cinematic tool. This new technology of scanning real-life things and putting them into the Unreal Engine is really new. And it just sort of hit me like a ton of bricks. Why don't we scan miniatures and then put them into the Unreal Engine? Theoretically, it should look real because it is real.
It's good. It's really good.
So how did the concept for this film come about? Jonathan Schreiber wrote the script.
My original conception of the movie was that it would take place a lot of it underground, so it would be fairly low budget, and it could be done with sets. You'd only see Mars maybe on a few shots exterior. Then the vision came that we should have a terraform Mars. In other words, change the oxygen level so that it's almost breathable, have plants there. So basically you could live there with little apparatus. You wouldn't have spacesuits on, for instance.
So with this brand new technology, you need a top visual effects supervisor. And here, that's David Stump.
It's a wonderful opportunity to explore doing things that we never thought of doing with the tools before.
And action.
And you get to explore the technique, and then sometimes magic happens.
So what's the point of using this new technology? Director Peter Hayaguchi says it's a lot cheaper.
This project is being done with entirely new tools. The software, the hardware, the cameras, the editing, pretty much everything that we're making this movie on is different than what Hollywood uses today.
Instead of spending $1 million a minute, which is how much a Pixar movie costs, we just need one computer and one graphics card, and boom, we're able to build photorealistic worlds in real time. Making a movie that looks like a game is unacceptable. And that's why Hollywood hasn't adopted this technology up until this point, because it looked like a video game. But now it just looks like life. It's just mind-blowing how much of a paradigm shift this is. Now, I've always wanted to direct a Star Wars movie, and this movie got the scope of Star Wars. But we're able to do it on a catering budget of a Star Wars movie. And there's something really kind of delicious about that.
The new visual reality approach is expected to save about 70% of the costs of a typical CGI-heavy production. That's potentially millions of dollars. The technology also means that production can be very COVID-secure because you don't need as many people on set, and the single stage used for the film is very easy to sanitize. When it's finished, Gods of Mars will be the first feature-length film to be made with the Unreal Engine. Could this be the future of film production?
It certainly could be, and some final footage from Gods of Mars will be shown in May next year.
I was so excited for this, I had to play you the trailer for Back for Blood, which is basically the sequel for Left 4 Dead. And
this is
Left
all you talk
2.
About.
Well, we started playing Left 4 Dead the other day, and you actually enjoyed your zombie killing experience.
Yeah, I did actually.
So this is like the spiritual successor. We might as well call it Left 4 Dead 3. Check it out.
There's too many!
Stick together. We got a job to do.
Fuck her up, handsome.
This is my favorite hoodie.
A little club soda will take that right up.
Watch out!
How awesome is that?
Four-player
co-op. Amazing!
Four-player co-op again. It's set for release in June next year. You can pre-order it right now.
Peel's here.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and Chris Barrow. Are you already on the drink? You have a bit cheeky cider there.
It's
cheeky Schneider.
Apple
Sean
juice.
Sean Connery.
Apple juice.
Let's go to the new releases now. And there's really only one game to review. It's Cyberpunk.
What's it called?
Cyberpunk 2077.
Every corporal cop in this city is going to be blasting down these doors after what you and your psycho friend did.
We have a city to burn.
So it's a futuristic world. You have cyber implants in your arms, in your eyes. You can get bionic eyes and stuff like that.
Can I get my bionic leg in
well,
this?
Well, you've said, because you've had a bit of surgery on your knee.
My knee.
And it clicks.
I could always do with a bionic knee.
Well, in the future, I think you might be able to get a straight-up replacement. But this is a world where that's happened. So
okay.
People can cosmetically choose to alter parts of their body. Your skin can become more protective against bullets. You can have bionic anything you like.
If you could have anything, what would you have? If you could alter any part of your body, what would you have?
I'd have a bionic nose so that I could actually breathe through my nose. I always struggle.
Yeah, you struggle.
Life's hard.
I know.
It hasn't been a very good release, though, for CD Projekt Red.
No.
There's been bugs, glitches, freezes. People who played the PlayStation 4 version and the Xbox One versions have been basically saying it's unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
Lee said this in the news, actually, as well. PlayStation have removed the game from the store. Microsoft are offering refunds, so it's been a bit of a disaster. And I don't know about you, but I've never heard of a game being taken off.
No, it must be really, really bad. I mean, you've played a lot of it. So what's it like, Chris? What's it like to play?
There's quality mode and performance mode when you start off.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to play in quality mode, it's unplayable, even on the Xbox Series X.
Okay.
It simply won't work. It's like playing a game underwater.
Okay.
You move forward, 5 seconds delay, and then your character actually moves forward. If you choose performance mode, it's fine. It's a nice looking game. It actually looks very good. It's quite a smooth game. The problem is that the attention to detail is shocking.
Mm.
So the very first thing you do is you start off in a bathroom and your character kind of is not feeling particularly well. And the first thing you can do is walk into a cubicle in the bathroom and there's some characters smoking, but they haven't bothered to put the cigarettes in their hands. So they're puffing away on nothing. That's basic, isn't it?
Yeah, but you used to play games like that on the PS1 and they'd kind of be holding something, but they actually... You know, didn't have anything in their hands. So it's a bit lazy, to be honest.
Keanu Reeves is the main selling point of this game.
Yeah.
It took me 8 hours to get to a point where Keanu Reeves was introduced to the game.
Why?
Because there's a lot of pre-story. There's a lot of, you know, learning the controls. The tutorials take absolutely forever. Most people are saying this game really only works on the PC. Okay. So they haven't really optimized it at all for any of the other systems.
I've seen some gameplay where, like, literally it says there's someone there that you need to shoot at. You can see the kind of the outline of the person.
Yeah, but they're just not there.
But literally, they're either behind a wall, but there's nobody there behind the wall. So it's like, what?
I had the weirdest glitch, which was that I got a gun out, but my character wouldn't actually get the gun out of his holster. So he just held his hands up, and there was a blank space. And I was trying to shoot this boss, and nothing was happening. So weird.
But you just said that you played, what, 8 hours?
8 hours.
How can you play a game hours like that?
The frustration is that it's got a huge soul in this game. This soul is like, it can be an absolute work of art, a masterpiece. It should be getting 10 out of 10, but they shouldn't have released it. It's not right. ready. It should have come out in February or March next year, and we would have waited, and we would have been happy and given it a 10 out of 10. They say they're going to fix it in January and February. Okay. I think the best thing to do is pretend this game hasn't been released yet, just at all, because in February, March next year, it's going to be unbelievably good. It's getting a 0 out of 10 because it's not out yet, in my
sure.
mind. Cyberpunk 2077 is not available on all platforms. It's not available on the PlayStation Store. But for those where it is available, it's about £50.
It's the Christmas special of the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Barrow.
And Lee Milner. Hello.
That's right. Hello. That's
I don't believe in end-of-year roundup episodes. You know, like everyone at this time of year is like, oh, let's look at the highlights of the year.
Oh, I don't like it. It's like a montage.
No, you want new content. This is all new, this episode. Lee would have very happily had a montage of the year.
Slow-mo montage.
Slow-mo? Yeah, what, on a podcast?
Yeah. Like,
hello.
No, but the video version. Hello.
Welcome. No, we're going to do some new stuff for you.
And in fact, we also just released another bonus episode because we're feeling so generous
right
now.
An extra episode.
An extra episode of the podcast all about the next generation Xbox as we got our hands. Well, you
on the Series X.
Yeah. To get one.
I unboxed it and everything.
Yep. So if you're thinking about buying one, have a listen to that.
Now, at this point in the show, Lee was going to review Crash Bandicoot On the Run, which is a mobile game, one of those endless runner games where you kind of collect the coins or the fruit, as it would be in Crash Bandicoot. But it's not out yet for some reason, even though it should have been out now. So instead, I challenge you to play a very similar game called Santa Runner.
Okay, so we've got Santa on a train track, which is dangerous, by the way. Tap to play. Okay, tap. Ooh, okay, so you're collecting coins and you're kind of zigzagging in and out of different carriages. Oh, I failed already. That wasn't a good one. Let's try again. Okay, so you have kind of the score in the top corner. The graphics are basic. I mean, it's a basic game. First of all, why is Santa running? I mean, he's not exactly a very fit man, is he? He's quite obese. And also, where's he running to? Where are his presents? What about the reindeer? I don't understand the point of this game. Why is it so Christmassy? Is it because he's forgot to get his train from London Liverpool Street? He's like, I need to get home for Christmas! Last call for North Pole! Also, why is he collecting money? It's a bit greedy, isn't it? Oh, well, I've finished. Score. I don't even understand the score. Game over. Oh my goodness me! Santa is getting his freak on! Oh yeah, you twerk it, go Santa. So if you're thinking about getting the Santa Surfer Christmas Special, which is a bit of a mouthful, don't bother, because it's really rubbish. However, it is free. Give it a go, but don't waste your life. There are better games out there.
Thank you so much. Santa Runner is available for free.
How did you find that one?
I just typed in Santa Games. And there weren't really that many. It's got one review on the App Store.
I'm pretty good, though.
You are? Well, you're always quite good at that sort of thing. You're good at simple games. But
thanks!
It has, at the moment, one-star review on the App Store. So,
it's mine. No, I'm checking.
So do check it out, but maybe not for a long time. This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Barrow.
And Lee Milner.
And all that jazz.
And all that jazz. But it's time for our simulator of the month. And as it's December, we had to go for something festive.
Our reporter, Alex Mass Rhodes.
Xmas. Oh, I see. Okay.
Alex Mass. Xmas.
Xmas.
That's all right, isn't it, that one?
Alex, you're going Alex Mass.
Yeah, okay, it's Xmas. he sent us this.
Hello, Chris and Lee. It's Alex here, back with another game. This time it's festive, as you can probably tell by the music. Once again, it's from that just endless unlimited, big old garbage dump that is the App Store. You're never going to guess what game it is. It's called Christmas Dentist, which are probably that's the worst combination of words I've ever heard in my life. And basically, you're a dentist to all the Christmas figures of your childhood and beyond. So you get to pull the rotting teeth out of Santa's mouth. Oh, yes. So let's give it a go, shall we? You can choose your patient or victim first. So I've got options here. I've got Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, the snowman, Grinch. Who else we got? Oh, I've accidentally clicked Mrs. Claus. Now, it's difficult even to describe. She's got this kind of gaping maw of black teeth full of cavities. In front of you, you've got a tray of kind of festive looking, but still also very lethal looking implements to pull out her teeth. And just go to town on her gums. Let's pick out the pliers first. Oh, God. She's already wincing in pain. Right, so I've got a lock hold of one of her teeth, the incisor, I think. It now wants me to shake my phone to pull it out. Oh, that just pops it out and puts another one in. Okay, so what else have we got? I think this is some kind of cleaning implement. I can put a little sort of dentist light on Mrs. Claus's face, but it doesn't really make any difference. I've got some horrible-looking pizza cutter thing here. Let's see if we can do a bit of this. Oh, this is to get the sort of plaque off the bottom of the teeth. I mean, it would be incredibly sinister if not for the jaunty Christmas music that plays incessantly in the background. There are different types of teeth you can put in, but they're all locked, presumably behind a paywall. Who's paid for this? Who has bought any of the purchases on this? Why? It's going pretty well. I mean, Mrs. Claus is, I mean, I guess it's because of a diet of sweets and gingerbread and things like that. It is wreaking havoc on the residents of the North Pole. Forget coronavirus, gingivitis is what they're worried about. Let me just pull that. You see, you can scrub the teeth, but what you can also do is just pull out all the rotten ones and put new sort of veneers in. Oh, I've put the wrong sort of type of tooth in there. Ooh, I think that's supposed to be a smaller tooth, and I put like a front tooth in at the back. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Oh, I've done it again on the right-hand side as well. Oh, God. She's got huge veneers. Looks like Jimmy Carr. I bet at some point they did have, like, sound effects of, like, the drill, but they realised it was too unsettling and sort of jarring with the Christmas music, so they removed it. All I'm really doing is pulling out all her teeth and putting new ones in. I'm not a very good dentist. It's kind of a sort of smash-and-grab approach. I don't know whose interests, like, who made this? Why have they made this? Okay, I kind of get the sort of, okay, yeah, we can do a dentist game. Fine. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, lots of wannabe dentists and things out there who might want to test their skills on the App Store first. But why give it a Christmas theme? This isn't for wannabe dentists. This is for wannabe serial killers. Everyone who downloads this should be on a list. Oh, you might be able to hear, it's running an unskippable ad, but it's also not stopped the music for the original game, so the two songs are just playing over each other. Listen. It's become even more nightmarish, which I didn't even think was possible. I thought I'd hit the peak with the title of Christmas Dentist. Oh, you can press, you can take a photo and it saves it to your phone's camera roll. Why would you want to keep that? So yeah, you can also do the Gingerbread Man and Frosty the Snowman. First of all, neither of those things should have teeth. That's scary enough as it is, let alone let you pull them out. So that's Christmas Dentist. And my New Year's resolution for 2021 is to stay away from the App Store, because it's a place of nightmares, of unspeakable horrors. But I have a feeling it's not done with me yet. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thanks, Alex. Christmas is ruined.
Just before we finish this episode of the Naked Gaming Podcast, let's talk about our Game of the Year choices. I've got a very good idea of what you're going to go for here.
Go on then. What do you think?
Well, it could have something to do with the plushie that I got you for Christmas.
It has to be. It has to be Crash. Crash Bandicoot number 4.
It's about time. One of the best games that we've played together. I think what's been fun about it is I've enjoyed watching you play, and then we kind of help each other out of the bits where we get stuck. It's been hugely fun.
It's been a good year for games.
It has actually,
hasn't it? Because we finished Mario, we completed that. That was on the Switch. I've absolutely loved Little Nightmares.
Oh, yeah, you
can't
did,
wait for number
you?
Two next year.
It's coming
year.
Out next year. I think it's January or February.
But Crash, I think it has to be my number one because not only have they kind of really, really, really ramped up the graphics and the characters and the adventures, it's like a whole new game, but the same game.
Yeah.
So that's my number one. What about yours?
I'm going to go for a game that I don't think many people will have played, even though we've raved about it before, and that's Control. Which is a game that won an award at the BAFTAs.
The one that goes, good it is.
Yeah, you kind of go, and then you pick up the big blocks and throw them around with your telekinesis powers. Mm. Psychological, thrillery, a little bit of horror in there as well, which I think you enjoyed when you played. It's just come out on the Switch if you're interested in having a go as well. But for me, in terms of new games and brand new games, and new properties they call them, it's got to be Control.
I just thought of another game, though, that we've missed out. God. Which I think was really good. Streets of Rage.
Oh, Streets of Rage 4, yes. It was.
That was awesome.
And they're releasing some downloadable content for that soon as well.
So I did like...
Special mention. How about that?
Yeah, I liked that. But what is there anything else that we're missing? Jurassic Park.
They've just released that on the Switch, but it's not very good on the Switch.
No, so you got I get it on the PS4 if you're going to get it.
Or computer.
Or computer.
Yeah, I would say... Yeah. Yeah, Jurassic Park's a good shout as well, but that's the last year. Last month we said we were going to give away our Mario Game and Watch, and it's there for us all now. We can announce the winner. And...
Wait.
Oh, you drum roll it. Okay. Blimey. The winner is Steve Dooley. Woo! On Twitter. Woo! Well done,
yeah!
Steve. Congratulations.
Well done, Steve.
We're going to send
Steve,
it off.
Steve.
Right now, you're going to use that same pink wrapping paper to...
Yeah, Steve, we'll just send it, like, in fact, recycling. There we go.
Save the planet.
We'll post this through your letterbox tomorrow.
And it won't, well, we'll send it off to tomorrow, and it may take quite some time to get there, based on our experience. But we're going to send it off right now. And if you want to be involved in our giveaway, then we're going to give away something else as well. And I better go and get it.
We're so generous, aren't we? We're just so generous.
So we are going to give away this copy of Immortals Phoenix Rising,
ooh,
which is for the Xbox. If you're interested, it works on the Series X and Xbox One as well. And it's a bit like Assassin's Creed, but a more cartoony version, which we reviewed actually in our Xbox special episode, which you must download right now.
Yeah, if you want to win Immortals Phoenix Rising, all you got to do is follow us on Twitter. It's at Naked Gaming Pod. Give us a retweet as well, and we will enter you into the competition.
Details on Twitter and Instagram if you want to get involved. We'll be back in the new year. Hopefully, 2021 will be better.
It will be. Well, yeah, but it can't be better. We got married this year.
Yes. It's been brilliant since then. Well, February was a great month.
Yeah. No, we'll be back next year. It's been a great year for gaming.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt next year will be even better.
Cheers. You haven't got a drink?
Go get me a drink.
Okay.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.